You're wedding your way, number 12. Say cheese. Hi, everybody. It's Leanne again, and I'm here to welcome you back to Your Wedding Your Way, and I'm so glad you're here to visit us. And for those of you who are new, thanks for checking into our show, and I hope that you'll become a subscriber. And for those of you who have been subscribers, thank you so much. I appreciate all the contact and the email, and just keep coming back. I'm really having fun with the show, and I hope it's been helpful to you. Now, for those of you who would like to contact me, if you don't know how, you could give me an audio comment at 206-339-9339, or you could give me an email at leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. Remember, Leanne is L-E-E-A-N-N. So have you taken the art of accessorizing to the next level? Have you gone to ice.com and looked at all the pretty things they have? Got some very beautiful wedding rings and engagement rings and rings for your future husband. And they've also got gorgeous gifts for your bridesmaids and for your groomsmen. So I think you should go over there and look and see what they have, and you might be surprised. I got a beautiful piece of jewelry from the wonderful Prince Charming I have, Steve, the host of the LifeSpring Family podcast. He gave me a gorgeous heart, a diamond heart necklace that has this little loopy thing at the end of it. And he bought it at ice.com for me for our anniversary for New Year's Eve. And he took advantage of getting that 15% discount at the end of his purchase. All he did was enter ICE, that's I-C-E at checkout, and receive a 15% discount for being one of the Your Wedding Your Way listeners. So have you been over to Podshow and checked out the new video podcast they're doing for Marie Claire? themasthead.podshow.com, and it's a very interesting behind-the-scenes look at the magazine Marie Claire. This is a video podcast that is hosted by Joanna Cole. She's the editor-in-chief of the magazine, and they're going to cover with episode 2, which airs on January 18th, the February issue of the magazine. This will give you a fashion preview into the spring trends that are going to be happening, so you can see the latest and the greatest and get a head start on all your friends out there. There's also going to be an interview with Ivana Trump in this issue, and so you're going to be able to go and view pictures from the shoot and hear Joanna talk with her about the interview. You'll be able to learn how she followed in the footsteps of the Donald in his business ideas, and how she's developed her own business since. So go on over to themasthead.podshow.com and check it out. Okay, say cheese. What do you think of when I say that? Of course, we're talking photography today. Photography is one of the greatest highlights to a wedding that lasts forever. But it can also be one of the greatest nightmares if you don't think ahead and you don't know exactly what to plan or how to plan for your photography shoot. There are three different ways that photographers charge for weddings. And the first way that we're going to discuss is by the hour. And this would just be a flat fee that they charge per hour. Now, most photographers, when they're charging per the flat fee, they come up with an idea of how many hours they think should be allowed for a wedding shoot. It's usually somewhere between 4 to 5 hours, say an hour before, then the ceremony, and an hour or two afterwards. And then, after they've come up with that general idea of how many hours they think should be allowed, then after they come up with that amount of hours that they think should be allowed for a general wedding, if you go over that amount of hours, then your rate probably increases sometimes by 10 or 15%. Sometimes more, it depends on the individual photographer. And with the flat rate, there's usually not a specific wedding album package that you're picking. You just pay a la carte and you pick and choose what you want from the pictures, and that's how they judge that, and that's how they work with their pricing of photos from there. The second way that we're going to discuss that they charge for photography is by the package. Some provide specific packages that include the number of hours that they'll shoot, along with the included amount of prints that are going to be in the album. Your hours, prints, and pages in the album increase, as do the prices. So if your first album, they say they give you 5 hours of wedding shoot, and then they give you, they might say, 5 8x10s, 25x7s, and miscellaneous other amounts of different types of pictures. And then they might say that your wedding album would have 25 to 30 pages in it, and then they give you a set quote for that. And then every time that it increases, say, 15 8x10s and 55x7s, and then they give you like 6 hours of wedding time for photography, then your price would continue to increase. Or if you see a package that you feel is really good, but you decide that there's a need of, say, an 11 by 14 picture of you and your husband that you want to have up on your wall, then they usually just charge you an extra fee for that one specific picture. And they usually also allow you to have friends and family pick and choose and order from your extra fees also. A third way of charging is by the number of images. And this would be a fee that they set per roll of film that they shoot. This can be good, but it can also be tricky because if your photographer is being really careful about the amount of pictures he takes because you tell him that I only want to pay you for 3 rolls of film, then he's going to be very sparse in taking his pictures. Say he might only take 1 picture of you with your mom and 1 picture of you with your maid of honor. And so then you might run the risk of having a picture that didn't turn out so good. Whereas if you go with the package deal, then they might take 4 or 5 of different kinds of pictures, and then you'll have a better chance of getting just the perfect picture out of that. Now, when you're talking to your photographer and you're trying to narrow down who it is you want to use, they should have for you a list of specific pictures that they will be taking at the wedding. If your photographer has been in business for long, he knows a good idea of what most brides care to have at their wedding. So he should show you the list that he will be going with, and then whenever you decide on who it is you want to use and how you want to use them, then after you've looked at their list and you've signed the contract and set it down, you need to go over it with a fine-tooth comb. And I would suggest that you go through the list that they've given you with your mother and possibly your future husband's mom, and also possibly even your bridesmaid or a girlfriend who's just gotten married, to see what pictures they had taken and what pictures that you think you might want that are missing from his list. And I also suggest that you have somebody that is specifically designated, possibly someone from your immediate wedding party, or if there's a responsible friend that is coming into town that she's very special to you, but she's not in the wedding party because of logistics or something, you might ask her to take on this special job of being in charge of making sure all of the pictures that you are requesting are taken. And then have a specific list written up of the extra pictures you need. A wedding that I heard of that just recently happened, the girl did not have anyone in charge of her wedding photography, and the photographer was a little on, let's say, the flighty side, and so he didn't follow his list that he had, and she had given him a list of pictures that she wanted taken. One of them in specific, which is a very important and very normal picture, was a picture of her with her mother alone before they were out at the wedding ceremony, say like when she was getting ready, when she's putting the veil on. But there's not one picture in the entire album of her and her mom because there was not one picture taken. So you need someone who will be responsible for hanging on to the list and following the photographer around and making sure that he gets all the pictures on the list. Also be sure that they have the names of the people that are involved in these shots. You might have 2 or 3 aunts or uncles that you want involved in the shot, so be sure that your friend has their names, because if you just tell her my aunt or uncle and she's not familiar with your entire family, then she might not get the specific aunt or uncle that you're requesting. So be sure that you give her names to deal with. Also, be specific with your photographer as to how much time you want him to take before the wedding and after the wedding. Also, ask him if he's going to come to where you are at getting ready with your bridesmaids and with your mom and take some pictures of the before the wedding goings on, or if he's strictly going to be at the wedding and at the reception. If that's the case, you might want to pay him a little extra to get him to come to the extra location, or pay him for another hour, whatever works, but something that will give you extra time before the wedding. You might also want to consider doing most of your pictures before the wedding and not waiting until afterwards, because it gets kind of cumbersome and tiresome for your guests to be waiting at the reception if your photographer has you at the wedding site taking hundreds and hundreds of pictures and they're sitting there waiting patiently, and before you know it, it's 8:30, 9 o'clock and they haven't even had their meal yet because you're not to the reception area. And you get to the reception and several of your friends are gone, or they're just ravished with hunger. So you might want to really consider making sure that you have all those details nailed down with your photographer and try and get as much done as you can before the wedding if that's a problem. Now, I know some girls don't like to have the wedding pictures done before the wedding, but you can get a lot of the pictures as far as you with your bridesmaids and your future husband with his groomsmen and get those pictures done ahead of time. And that will really help to save time for you in the rush between the wedding to the reception. Another thing you might want to discuss with your photographer is how much movement you are comfortable with. I know some girls don't care if the photographer moves all over the platform during the wedding. Others think of this as a very sacred ceremony, which I hope you do. As I've said, if it's not sacred to you, then you shouldn't be doing it. If it's very important to you that this be a very serious occasion and there not be a lot of movement happening, then you need to tell your photographer to find himself one spot during the shoot that he's going to plant himself. Or if he has two or three cameras, two or three spots that he's going to have his guys set up at, so that there's not a lot of moving around and he's not blocking the view of your guests that are there. So those are all things to consider. Now, there are various items or special arrangements that photographers sometimes make with people, and these are things you might want to take into account. Some offer, if you're going with especially a larger package of pictures and you're going to be really paying a lot for this, some photographers offer different items or specials that they give to you with your wedding packages, depending on how large the wedding package is. One that I know is very common is free engagement pictures. And this is really wonderful because it can be used on several different accounts. Number one, you have a picture of you and your husband for your engagement. Number two, if your photographer is willing to and open to, you can take one of the pictures that he takes and use it on your wedding announcement if you have them taken early enough or far enough in advance. Another thing is it can be free display advertising for your photographer. If he takes engagement pictures of you 6 to 3 months ahead of time, he can have them blown up and enlarged and displayed at the reception so that your guest can see the work that he does. And they also have pictures of you guys to share and to laugh at and to enjoy. Not necessarily laugh at, but to enjoy. Anyway, so this could be something that he could do for advertising for his wedding photography business. Also, you need to ask your photographer if you're going to have the rights to the photo. Will you be able to keep the proofs or the negatives? And if it's digital, will you have the electronic files to be able to access the pictures at any time and to be able to print the pictures whenever it's your leisure? Another thing you're going to want to ask him is albums. What are your albums going to look like? How many images do they hold? What materials are they constructed out of? Will smaller ones be made for the parents? Some photographers do a mother of the bride and a father of the bride album. It's just a small little keepsake album that they can take around and show to their friends. This was my daughter's wedding or my son's wedding, and isn't it beautiful? And I'm so proud of them. That type of thing. So that's a consideration that you can ask your photographer about. Also, what about buying the prints later? How long will he hold the price for you? Is the price only good for a year? Will you be able to come back in 3 or 4 years if you want to add to your photo album and get the same price from him? These are all things you want to talk to him about and take into consideration when you are figuring out which package you're going to go with. And alterations, is he going to charge you for touch-ups or cropping? And if so, what is the expense going to be? Then are there extra fees that he charges you? If he is going to go from the place where the girls are getting ready, whether it be there at the church or say at your house or your mother's house, and then go to the church after that, then to a reception after that, does he charge you for extra locations? What about if he goes over the time limit that he's given you for what he thinks is a good amount to allow for your photo shoot? How much will he charge you for that? Some of the favorite shots that you might want to be sure that are taken. Number one, I've already listed pictures with you with your mom while you're getting ready. This can be a very sweet and wonderful time. A time for mom to reflect on and you also later. But it just gives you a real time to just focus in on what is about to take place in your life. And for mom and dad to come in and share some moments with you. And these can be very, very adorable and just cherished photos. So those are things you might want to consider. Or if you have sisters or brothers who are in the wedding with you, maybe taking an individual shot with each of them. What about with the groom's parents? Let his mom and dad come in with you and be with you before the wedding for just a couple minutes, or pictures of him with his parents before the wedding. These are all things you might want to consider. And some other very treasured photos are ones that are taken just after the ceremony is over, the first moments that you are alone together as a bride and a groom. After you've left the ceremony and you go to your private room while the guests are ushered out and sent down to the reception area, if you allow the photographer to be in there, he gets this quiet, precious moment to capture the first moments that you take into realization that you are now a married couple and you now belong to each other and that you've taken these vows before God. And it just, sometimes you can get some of the really precious, beautiful, sweet photos at this time. Now I know I use precious and beautiful and sweet a lot, but to me there's nothing more treasured than photos. In my house, that's probably 3/4 of my artwork is photos of my family. I love to see how my children have grown. I still have pictures up from my wedding with Steve, and that was 17 years ago. But to me, it just tells the story of our life as you see us together when we were first married, and the pictures of my children as they grow, and pictures of my folks and my grandparents who have passed on now. So you really want to give good consideration to the pictures that you're going to have taken and cherish them because they will be valuable to you. Have you gone over to DestinationFlavor.com? Did you remember about the Splenda Flavor Blends? They're very delicious and they really transform your coffee, and I think you would just love to have them in your drink. Why don't you email me this week and let me know what's going on in your wedding plans? Are you planning a June wedding? Is there something you have a question about? I would love to hear from you, so call me or email me. Remember, leanne.yourwedding@gmail.com. And the number is 206-339-9339. Well, until we speak again, may this day and all to come be blessed by God's love. Goodbye.
This has been an InTouch Productions podcast.